Okay. We are. Hold on, I don't know if this thing is playing. Oh yeah, there it is. Okay, we're continuing with the Grizz in Talmud Torah, but we want to explain the difficult Rashi, and then the even more difficult way that it seems that the Grizz explains Rashi. So the Gemara is on Lamed Beis on Beis. So it says, hold on. The Gemara has a question in general, whether or not a Rav can be Mochel al Kvodo. All right? That's a Machlokas. Machlokas in the Gemara. So now the Gemara is bringing a Raya. Okay. That what? Hold on a second. Let me get back into this. Yeah, the Gemara just got finished. That the Gemara said, no. The Gemara said, he can't be Mochel because it's not Torah delay. It's not his Torah. Okay? In other words, it's really Kavod HaTorah, which is really the Kavod HaTorah that's Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he can't be Mochel. It's a universal covenant. So the Gemara said, so Rava responded, no, it is his Torah. And he brought a raya from a pasuk in Tehillim, uvetoraso yege yomam v'layla. Okay? Interesting. So Rava argued back, it is his Torah. It's, you see, and how does it go? So Rashi explains, uvetoraso yege, ki im betoras Hashem chefzo, uvetoraso yehege, yehege. Betchila he nikras toras Hashem. Umeshelomda vegarsa he nikras toraso. So it's interesting. First it's called Toras Hashem. But once he really learns it and immerses himself and understands it, then it's called his Torah. Uvetoraso yehege yoma v'layla. It's interesting. It's a hard thing to exactly define, but, I mean, just to describe it, on one hand, of course, it's Torah Hashem, meaning the ideas are God's ideas. Right? And you are uncovering God's ideas. On the other hand, there is something very personal about the fact that you uncover it. Like, you have the chiddush. You uncover the idea that was buried, you know, that wasn't on the surface. And you say, oh, this is my Torah. This is my chiddush. Right? So it's an interesting thing. It's there's like two frameworks here. There are two frameworks. Hard to exactly define, but you do sense that both are true. By the way, my chavrusa, you know, Danny Wolf mentioned. He says, you know, the Gemara says, kala omer davar b'shem omro, mevi geula leolam. So I forgot what his raya was. Now it escapes me, but. He pointed out that the real pshat in the Gemara is that it means that because you're taking credit, in other words, you're using it for your ego, for your gaiva, when you don't quote the other guy. You know what I mean? In other words, really, I mean, ultimately, it's really Torah Hashem. Right? You don't have to all, right? You quote ideas all the time. They're God's ideas. So you're quoting another one here. Yeah, but the point is that you're quoting in such a way that you're making it sound like you're the discoverer. That's why I'm bringing this in. Just to show you what the problem is over there. And a stam, an aside, but, you know, a good point. It's the chait over there is that you're using it for your gaiva. You're using the idea for your gaiva. It's not so much that you're not giving credit. You know what I mean? It's not like a copyright problem. You know, like in the world today, oh, you didn't give this guy credit. It's not about the credit to the other guy. That's not what's important here. That's not the problem. Because ultimately, it's all God's ideas. But the answer, the idea of maybe Gula Olam is because you're willing to credit the other person in the sense that you don't use it for your ego. That's the perfection. Not so much, again, not the positive that you're crediting him, but it's that you don't use it for your ego. That's the perfection. And that's Mevi Geula. If people could do that and, you know, not be completely, you know, worried about their own reputation and Gaiva and everything else, that would be a great thing. That would be a great perfection. That's the idea over there. Okay. All right, a little aside. All right, back to the Gemara. So now, so Rava ended off with the idea that it is your Torah. So now, and therefore you have a right to be mocha. And you have a right to be mocha. That's the point. In other words, if it is yours, you have a right to be mocha. If it's purely God, it's Torah Hashem, then you can't be mocha. If it's the covet of Torah Hashem, then you can't be mocha. But if it's your Torah, then you can be mocha. Alright? It has to be personal to be mocha. So now the Gemara says, Eini v'ha rava mashki behalula debrei vidal le kasa l'rav papa l'rav huna. So Rava was serving drinks at the wedding of his son, right? And he lifted up the cup for Rav Papa and Rav Huna, and it's Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua, v'kamu mikamei l'rav, v'kamu mikamei. Okay? And they got up before him. L'rav Mari l'rav Pinchas Brei Rav Chista. Then the same thing happened for Rav Mari and Rav Pinchas. Velo kama mekame. They didn't get up for him. Ikpid. He was makpid. V'amar. Hanu rabbanan rabbanan. V'hanu rabbanan lav rabbanan. Right? So Rashi explains. Rabbanan. Atem chachomim v'chashuvim v'neichem shlo amadetem b'fonai. V'rabbanan chavarechem d'kama mipanai. Lav Rabbanan inu? Well, what do you hold? Well, you're a big chacham and very important in your eyes that you didn't get up before me. But you're the Rabbanan who are your friends, your buddies. They did get up before me. What, they're not Rabbanan? Okay? V'loshen teimam alahem. Okay? Good. Then the Gemara goes, V'su Rav Papa haba mashki behilul da abba mar brei. V'dalei kasa l'Rav Yitzchak brei the Rav Yehuda v'lo kame kame. So now it's Rav Papa serving Rav Yitzchak. V'ikpid, he got upset. He was makpid. Afil hachi hider me'abid lebo. He said, okay, it's one thing you didn't get up for me, but hider you were required. So here comes the strange Rashi. So hider says, Rashi says, what does it mean that hider you should have done? Lanua me'at ki'ilu rotze lamod miponav. He should have moved a little bit as if he wants to stand up before him. So the question is, according to Rashi at least, I mean, that's the first problem. What kind of idea is that? Right? In other words, the point of this Gemara is that he was mochel. In general, he was mochel. All these rabbis, all these chachamim, be it Rava, Rav Papa, they all mochel. So what does it mean if you're mochel? Say you're mochel. So what does it mean, lanua me'at, kilu rotza? What do you mean, kilu rotza? Well, what kind of halachic activity is that? I wanted to keep Shabbos? Like, right? This doesn't make sense. It doesn't register in the halachic framework. What does it mean, lanua me'at, kilu rotza lama mipanav? I mean, what kind of maisa is that? So that's right away a problem, stam, in Rashi. What does that mean? He was mochel, and yet he should have done as if he wanted to get up. Okay. Moreover, now you have the problem with the Griz, because the Griz wants to learn Rashi in a very strange way that I don't think any of us would have learned, offhand would have learned Rashi this way. And this is what we mentioned, I think, last week, that he says, ulachora nir lafi perushim the hadakamar begamara da filo hachi hider ma'abed lebo ain rotzalama mishum chiyuva. It doesn't mean because of a chiyuv. The man is mikra din lo yalem shum chiyuv klal. They weren't. They came in shemachal. There was no chiyuv at all. Okay, and then he says later. The afilo hachi inu bo me'abed lei b'hider ksas kilo rotsim lamed ponav af sheim b'zeh shum din shal chiyuv. So if there's no din shal chiyuv, why was Ravo or Rav Papa makpid? And what does it mean hider me'abed bole that you should have done hider? According to the Griz, it means there's no chiyuv to do it at all. Well, if there's no chiyuv, so then what's the Gemara's lashon? All right. So, in fact, when I told it over to Rabbi Chait originally, the Griz, he was very upset. He says, how does the Griz change the Pshat in the Gemara? You can't change the Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Ikbid, and may Abid Bo. So it definitely sounds like it's a Chiyuv. That even though I'm Mochel, you were Chayev to do Hider. And the only kasha is on Rashi. What does Rashi mean? Lanua kilu rotsa. But he didn't like how the Griz wipe out the Gemara. The Gemara clearly seems to indicate it's a chiyuv. Okay? Those are the basic problems. So, what I pointed out was, I didn't have an answer for Rashi, but what I pointed out is one thing, insofar as the Griz's approach. You see, what was bothering the Griz was a logical problem. Something was really bothering him on a logical basis, which is the following, that there's an idea of kavod and hider. And in fact, they were mochel. Now, if they were mochel al kvodom, so now there's nothing left. So what could it mean that he was makbid and you should have done hider? What do you mean? But they were mochel. Whether it was Rava was mochel or Rav Papa was mochel. So if they were mochel, what are they being makbid on? See, that's what was bothering the Griz. It's like there's nothing left. There's no halachic obligations left. And that's exactly what he says. He says, Va'od, dalo ikr chiyuv ha-hider shemedina hu bekima sheyesh ba-hider v'lo v'davar acher. In other words, the only way it expresses is a kima getting up that displays hider, that displays a kavod. But if you could be mochel on that, which clearly, right, according, right, the Gemara is trying to show you can, even Rabo Muvank, okay? So, what's left? Where do you see anything remaining? That's what was bothering the Griz. You can't just, the Gemara, you can't point to a Gemara and say, well, the Gemara was makbid, and there's a chiyuv. What do you mean? But what are the categories? What are the halachos here? The halachos are kima sheyesh b'hider. Where do you see anything else? Show me another idea. Where's your source? Where do you get this from? Can't just make it up out of thin air. That's what was bothering the Griz. So the question is, what's going on in this Gemara? How did the Griz understand the Gemara? And what does Rashi mean? Kila wrote salamo b'panav, right? What Rabbi Chait wanted to say was like this. He wanted to say, yeah, the Griz is right. That from the standpoint of the categories of mitzvahs, kibud, talmidei chachamim, there was nothing left. That's it. He was mocha. And that's what he means, that there can't be a chiyuv at all about this. There could never be a din shel chiyuv. But what was bothering Rava and Rav Papa was, and this is what they were makpid about, that they said, while it's true, we're mochel, but you should still demonstrate that you want this mitzvah. In other words, that the mitzvah of kibbut kvo talmidei chachamim is something that is significant, and you want this. Even though we were mochel, but you should do something that demonstrates that you really wish you could partake of this mitzvah, and that the only reason you can't is because we were mochel. But if it wasn't for that, you would rather we weren't mochel, in fact. So that's what it means, kilu rotze lamod mipanav. It's a separate idea of a chibuv for the mitzvah in general. That's what they were makpid on. That's what they were disappointed in. From the standpoint of the actual etzem din kibud talmid chacham, you're right, there was mechila. They have no chiyav. But they should have demonstrated that they don't want the mechila. They don't want to be pater. That's what they should have demonstrated. That's what they were makbid on. And they said, but even though we were mochel, nevertheless, hidur boy lemabid lay. You see? You should have done something that demonstrates that you don't want to be pater from this mitzvah. That's how the he wants to learn the Rashi and the Griz. It's a different idea. It's not midin chiyuva within the framework of the mitzvah, but it's a different idea. It's your relationship to this mitzvah. This is not a mitzvah that you want to be pata from. You don't want to be pata from this mitzvah. That's what he was telling them. That's what he was makbid on. And you guys took it like, okay, we've been nimchal, that's it, okay, we won't show you, yeah, that's it, goodbye. That you shouldn't have done. That's what they were both makbid on. Okay? Standing up wouldn't have helped. They just had to show they wanted this mitzvah. They had to do something that showed that as if they wanted the mitzvah. As if we would like to get up. But you are mochel. So we can't get up. That's it. He wanted them to show, to demonstrate, that they still cared about the mitzvah. So all they had to do was, like, just make a little move. A little move. Just something to show that idea.
But then you're saying it's okay.
It's an attitude towards a mitzvah. It's an attitude towards a mitzvah. Well, of course, halacha wants you to really... Well, you got to turn off your cell phone because you get enough feedback. The halacha is really telling you the action. Of course, that's what halacha always tells you. But of course, the real kiyum is that you really have that attitude in reality that you really don't want to be. You wish your Rebbe wasn't mochel. You wish the Talmud Chacham wasn't mochel. Not that you feel happy that you've been putter. I'm exempt from this mitzvah. Good, thank God. I don't have to get up now. I will answer that. No, they don't have to do an actual ma'isa of kima here, because this is not a ma'isa would be if they really were doing this mitzvah. But this is a different idea. They were makbid on the fact of that they don't recognize the mitzvah. It's a different kind of thing. That's point number one. Point number two, I would say, and it's not contradictory to the first point, but it's just a separate point, you know, you also have to know, in other words, that answer stands by itself, but I'm making another point, that if the Rebbe is mochel, meaning he doesn't want you to stand, then you're not allowed to stand. Then you're not allowed to stand. If he really doesn't want you to stand, he's mochel in the sense not, I don't care if you don't get the kiyum, but I don't want you to stand, then what gives you the right to stand? But that's a separate point. I'm making both points. But the main point is he can't ask here, well, what does it mean that they want to show that they want kilu rotze lamod? What do you mean? That's not a halachic action. You're right. That's not a halachic action if you're looking for a kiyam mitzvah. You're right. That would not be a proper category, an activity. But there's a different idea. This is an idea outside of the mitzvah. This is an attitude towards the mitzvah. For that, that is the proper thing. It's a different kind of a category. It has its own rules of what's considered to be a demonstration of an attitude and a chibuv of a mitzvah. Okay, now let's just take up the Grizz's Rambam, which is put together very nicely, right? Well, let's just do that. Okay, so that's on continuing that second and right hand column on the on page 2 on Amud Beis. He says, "Aval yuin shem b'divrei Rambam perek hei shem halach yed alef shekasav v'yafal pi shemachal chayev haTalmud lahadro v'afila b'shah shemachal harei dinakat zos leikar dina u'milsa dechiyuva d'gam la'achar mechila chayev lahadro." Okay, the Rambam makes it a real chiyuv, and it's not stam rotzel lamod. He really has to. He's chayev lahadra, right? Mitzarachi in abir bezeh. V'nira da Rambam farish divrei Gemara da filo hachi hider me'abed lebo the dina nema bezeh. Now this is a real din. He means within the framework of kavod v'mora. The chol haplug to the rav shemachal al kvodu ikvodu machal lo who rapling in chiyev a kavod shnoeg barabo dafka. That the whole machlokas of a Rav who's mochel al kvodo is purely according to the Rambam about the kavo that's noeg barabo. Dehu bi yisodo milsa de chiyuva. That it in its very foundation is an idea of chiyuv. Shatalmin mechuyuv l'rabo. Uvezehu de shayach inyan mechila. Yeah, he means it's a personal chiyuv. That's what he means by that. It's the very idea of kavod rabo muvak is a personal thing. It's a personal thing of the Talmud, of the Talmud in recognition of what his Rebbe has done for him. You see? Uvazehu deshayich in yemichilam. Because it's a personal chiyuv of the Talmud to the Rebbe, you see? The Rebbe has a right to be mocha, because it's personal. Aval mitzvah sahidur hano heges b'chol tamid chacham lo shayech ba in yemechila klal dehi bi yisod dina mitzvah kachol mitzvah sta'alma. But when it comes to the chiyuv of the mitzvah of hidur that you know hey by all tamid chachamim, there you can't have an idea of mechil at all. Why? Because at its very essence, it's simply a mitzvah, like every mitzvah. Lahadir zakenim bekima sheish bahidr v'lav b'didei talya milsa limchol azeh. It's nothing personal. It's purely an idea, a universal idea, that a person is chayiv to show respect to talmidei chachamim. And since that's what it is, it's not possible to have any kind of mechil on that. It's a chiyuv hamitzvah like every mitzvah. And then he goes on, he has a nice raya. He says, V'chein hu meduyach v'loshen ha-Rambam, D'gabe yachiyev d'kavadu mora, Shetalman m'chuyev l'rabo, Nokat lishna d'chiyuva, Kachu chayev b'kvod rabo v'yiraso. That when it comes to the rabo muvak, there the Ram used the loshen m'chuyev. You see, it's a personal obligation. It's an obligation of the Talmud towards his Rebbe. V'gabe din ahidor nakat lishna de mitzvah. Kol talmud chacham mitzvah lahadro. V'ayinim ishum de yisod dinon vinyonon chalukin hein zeh mizeh. Because at their very essence, they're two different concepts completely. The inyan chiyav akavad v'mora hu milsa de chiyuva. Kavad v'mora is an idea of an obligation. A chov, an obligation towards the Rebbe. Shatalmud mechuyav b'zeh l'rabo. Vinyan ahidur hu b'yisod a mitzvah de ramya akar kafta de gavra lahadir chacham u'zakenim. But hidur, that's a mitzvah that falls upon the head of the gavra, like every other mitzvah. There's no difference between that and the chiyuv to pick up a lulav or to blow a shofar. Okay? Or to actually to listen to a shofar. V'lo le'inyin shel chiyuv shemechuyev hu la'talmid chacham behidr zeh. It's not a personal thing that I owe to this particular Talmud Chacham. U'mishumachi rak al chiyuv akavid yicholim limchol v'shayach bo inyin mechila. Aval mitzvah sahidr ein etluya b'talmud chacham klal. That's simply an abstract chi of gavra on every Jew to be mechabit talmid chachamim. So they can't be mechila, like you can't have mechila by anything else in the Torah. But the other one is a personal chov to the Rebbe. The hein ain divrei a gemara da filu hachi hider bo mebayid leibo. The nehi dal yidei mechila paka chi of a kavod. Aval mikol makam mechuyavim ayu lamod mipanav if they mitzvah sahidr shenahegus b'chol tamu chacham. Shal zeh lo shayach inyeh mechila klal. V'haynu de'ikbid rava al delo kama mekamei, v'zeh shepasak kena rambam, dafbi shemachol chayev atalmud lahadro. Rel to lomar de chayev lahadro gedin tamu chacham b'kima sheyesh b'hida. Ki mevur b'perak she'achar zeh, v'zeh wahidr shechayavim bo medina. Shal zeh lo mahanyeh mechila. Okay, so he wants to say that when the Rambam says that the Rebbe Muvak that's Mochel, so he could be Mochel on all his Chiyuvim, on all the Chiyuvim that the Talmud has to him. But he's still Chayev to treat his Rebbe like every other Talmud Chacham. So the Rambam learns when the Grizz learns that when the Rambam says, Afal Pishem Mochel, a Chayev HaTalmud LaHadro, he's now going on the Rambam, the Halacha in Perek Vav, the next Perek, as the Grizz says. Which is the general universal chiyuv hamitzvah that's upon everybody to be mechabit talmid chachamim. Okay, and there's no mechila. Vadvar midiyakin came the lashon Rambam shekasev l'shono sherotzal limchol al kvodo b'chol hadvar ma'elu da'ino b'mechila mahanya rak al hadvar ha'mufurash and perikeshom. That's why the Rambam says that the Rebbe who wants to be mochel on his kavod in all the matters that these matters. What are these matters? The ones that are enumerated and listed in Perek Hay. Shehei medinei chiyav hakavod amora. That's chiyav kavod amora, which is personal. V'zeo t'tali bo v'mechil aso. Aval chiyav ahidr, shemechuyavim bo l'chol talmud chacham, alzeo lo shayachin yemechil haklal. Shezui mitzvah ba'alma, shein etluya klal ba'talmud chacham, v'chayav lahadro afil b'shar shemachal. Right? So therefore you have the general chiyuv of hider talmid chachamim left, that remains, and that's what you have to do, even when the Rebbe's mochel. And therefore, that's how, of course, the Grizz explains why the Rambam just wrote Rabba Muvak. Rabba Muvak is dafka. It's a chiddush. Only Rebbe Muvak can be mochel, because he can be mochel on his personal kavod amora that the Talmud is chayuv to him. But insofar as the more universal mitzvah of kibbutz talmid chacham in general, that he can't, nobody, no talmid chacham can be mochel, and that's why the Rambam never mentions the idea of mechila by a stam talmid chacham. That is basically the Grizz. So the Grizz set up two frameworks, right? He has the framework of chiyuv of kavod amora, which is its own institution, okay? Within the mitzvah of kavod talmid chachamim, there's a separate idea of mora for a Rebbe Muvak, but the mora is formulated as a personal chiyuv to the Rebbe, and therefore the Rebbe is shayach to mechila. But the other idea of kavod shel hider, that's on every talmid chacham. It has no personal quality to it, and therefore nobody can be mochel. It's like a mitzvah, like every other mitzvah in the Torah. This is Yechiyev, to be Mahadir to Talmid Chachamim. Nobody can be Mochel on such a thing like that. It's not possible. It's a Chiyev Gavra, on every Gavra of Yisrael, to do this. And that, even if your Rebbe's Mochel, therefore, you still have to stand up Akima Shel Hider, according to the Rambam, even though the Rebbe was Mochel. That's how the Grizz learns. So the Grizz learns that Perek Hay, Halach Yud Aleph, when it says, Afal Pisha Machal, Chayav Talmud Lahadro, is now going on the mitzvah in Perek Vav. That's basically the Grizz's idea. Okay? That's the Grizz's idea. So, I mean, everything's tight. I mean, right? It's pretty good.
Okay.
Give me 1 second here, okay?
So I what I wanted to mention is Rebbe gave a shiur, I think it was a week ago on Shabbos. So he gave a different explanation of the Rambam. On that, the Rambam Yud Alef. I don't mean the whole piece. I don't mean on the first part, but on this last part where the Rambam says, "Harav Hamuvak Sharatza Limchal Al Kvodo, B'chol Hadvarim Ha'elu O Be'echad Mehen, L'chol Talmidav O Le'echad Mehen Harishus B'yada." So right away, I mean, the Rambam's a little strange, right? Why does the Rambam, he like spells it out. If the Rav wants to be mochel on his kavod, by the way, notice that that's a raya, by the way, to what we said in the Grizz. Because the Rambam doesn't say, Arav HaMovak Shirotza Limchol Al Moro'o. It's kvodo. Kvodo is the concept, is the address. The mora is a kiyam in kavod by the Rebbe. Remember we said that? It's a kavod shol mora. It's a kima shol mora. But ultimately, it's a kiyam in kavod. That's why the Rambam expressed it, Shirotza Limchol Al Kvodo, even though the whole perek is about mora. Okay, so okay, stop. Okay, that's sorry. Anyhow, getting back to the point. So Harav Hamuvak Shirotza Limchol Al Kvodo, B'chol Hadvarim Ha'elu O Be'echa Mehen. Right? So now he starts off, if he wants to be mochal on all these things, or one of them. L'chol Talmidav O Be'echa Mehen. Very strange. Like, why does Ram have to get so specific like that? He could be mochal on all these things, or maybe one of them. And to all his Talmidim, or to one of them. I mean, he could pick out one Talmud and tell him, you don't have to show me any Mora, right? And everybody else does. Or he could say, you 5 Talmidim, you have to do 3 things, but not the others. And everybody else has to do everything else. And he can do whatever he wants. Okay, why does Ram have to spell that out? Interesting. And moreover, he says, V'yafal pishim machal chayev a Talmud lahadro. And even though he was mochel, the Talmud is chayev to be mahader him. V'afilu b'shoa shemachal. And even in the hour that he's mochel. So first of all, if the Grizz is right that the Rambam is going on Perek Vav, but Perek Vav hasn't happened yet. So shouldn't the Rambam mention V'afal pishim machal chayev ha-Talmud Lahadro, Shinemar, but they save a Tokum, right? Vafa, right? Afapi Shemachal, shouldn't he spell it out a little more? Like where that comes from? You know what I mean? He's the Grizz is saying he's relying now on the mitzvah, the general mitzvah of mitzvahs Talmid Chachamim. But the Rambam hasn't even talked about that yet. So shouldn't he have to tell you that? Spell it out at some point? Okay? Moreover, what does it mean? V'afal pi shemachal chayev a Talmud lahadro v'afilu b'shoa shemachal. What's that last v'afilu? What do you mean v'afilu b'shoa shemachal? V'afal pi shemachal chayev a Talmud lahadro because of the mitzvah Talmid Chachamim. What do you mean v'afal pi shemachal? V'afilu b'shoa shemachal. What is that? Okay. So he wanted to learn differently, right? So he wanted to learn differently. He wanted to learn like this, that really there's a chi of the covet express itself as mora. And the mora sets up a list of chovos towards the Rebbe. They're like chovos, like you think of chovos like in Dine Mominus. They're chovos. They're personal obligations. And because they're personal obligations, the Torah, since they're personal, they're obligations, they're like, from the Rebbe's standpoint, these are personal chovos that the Talmidim owe him. So therefore, the Rebbe has a right based on his will, whether it's, let's call it emotionally. I mean, it could also be for other, educational reasons, but quite frankly, it could even be for his, insofar as his own emotional framework, he could decide whatever he wants. It's See, that's what the Rambam means when he said, "L'chol hadvarim ha'elo ba'echa mehem, l'chol tamid ba'echa mehem." Meaning, it's completely of a personal nature how it affects the Rebbe. And the Rebbe could decide. He could decide. He could set it up any way he wants. These are all individual chovos. It's not like one, everything comes and goes together. These are all personal chovos, and he can set them up in any way he wants, insofar as the list, insofar as the Talmidim, however he wants. It's completely a personal chov towards the Rebbe. It's as if, like, the Rebbe's collecting on a chov. He has a right to do what he wants. He could be mochal this, he could take this, whatever he wants, he could do. But now the Ram says, the afal pi shemocha, even though he's mochel, which of course he has a right to do, chayav a talmud lahadro. What does it mean, chayav a talmud lahadro? It means that the Rebbe does not have a right, however, the Torah did not give him the right to be oker the institution of kavod as an institution. That is not removed. Even though he could be mochel on every prat, but the institution can't be removed as an institution. And that's what the Ram says, chayav a talmud lahadro v'afilu b'shar shemacha. Even at the moment that he's mochel, still the institution as an institution, qua institution, as a chefza of covered shomora, that cannot be removed. That he can't do. The institution is still remains as a chiyuv, as a mitzvah. There's an institution of a mitzvah here, and that cannot be uprooted. The personal, all the chovos, they're chovos. They are. And he could be mochel them, because they're personal. But the institution he can't. And that's what the Ram says. V'yafal pisha mochal, chayav a talmud lahadra. He still has to show some kavod to the Rebbe as because of the institution of kavod amora. And that to me makes more sense, because you see the Ram also says, chayav ha talmud lahadra. According to the Grizz, what do you mean chayav a talmud? The Ram should have just said chayav lahadra, because it's nothing to do with the relationship between a Talmud and a Rebbe anymore. Now it's just the universal Kavod Talmid HaChachamim. But the way Rabbi Chaitz explains, perfect. Chayav HaTalmid LaHadro. Because the institution cannot be uprooted. You see? And that's it's all contained within Perek Hay, this Halach Yud Aleph. You see? It's all contained. It's nothing to do with the general mitzvah of Kibbut Talmid HaChachamim. Has nothing to do with it. It's a separate idea. What? I mean, when the Ram says Chayav Lahadra, I'd say it definitely means to stand up. The question is, does it mean that you have to show some hither in any one of these things? I would say like this. I mean, one thing it definitely means. It means that there has to be some demonstration of kavod somewhere, even though Rebbe was mochel and everything. Maybe the Ram means it makes no difference where. Like maybe it's not, maybe even if you didn't stand up, but you still call him Rebbe Mori, let's say. Or something, let's say you stand up for him, Melo Einav. You don't wait till, something like that. I don't, it depends on what he was mochel. But I would say the main point is that it's the institution. So as long as there's something being done of hinder, the institution hasn't been uprooted. It makes no difference what it is, if it's more than one thing or not. That's the main thing. The essential thing. I mean, maybe it means, I don't know. It's hard to know from the Ram. Does it mean definitely standing up? Or does it mean, as long as you have some vestige of one of these things?
What about what you said before, that if the Rebbe...
I don't care what I said before, that I said if the Rebbe is like a mockpit. I don't want you to do these things. It's still not within his, he cannot uproot the institution. That the Torah, that's like our karkafta de gavra. That's If he says to you, how come you did this? Rebbe? Limadetenu Rabbeinu, Rambam, Halachi Yad Aleph. That's it. You have to show him this Rambam. I have no choice. Nobody can uproot the institution. That remains. All the mechila in the world, it doesn't, that's it. I just think, I mean, the grid is nice. It all worked, all the pieces fit, but it always did bother me. I was really happy when Rebbe shared it with me, I guess it was last Sunday, with Danny and I. When I heard his idea, I really felt it's just more in line with the Rambam. The Rambam's Lashon is better. It makes sense. I mean, or else, you know, it's like this hidden thing, like what the Rambam's referring to Perek Vav now. It's a little bit difficult, I think. You know? There's nothing illogical with the Grizz's form. You know, it's very tight, as I said. It's nice. It's smooth. There's no loose ends. But I think this fits into the Lashon HaRambam better. And why the Rambam has this totally in Perek Hey and doesn't even refer to the mitzvah of Kibbutz Talmidei Chacham in general. That's what I'm saying. So, anyhow. All right. I think we'll stop here.